Aces, right?
Yeah, that's when they fought
about 6 years.
Yeah, that's when they fought the Detroit Pistons.
Down. Oh, right.
Madison.
You have to stand up for your team. I would do.
I'm older. I'm 36. I don't look like it.
How old is that guy?
21.
No. Come on. I'm 67.
Wow.
I'm 68. And, oh, check this out.
Yes, sir.
I got this. I'm getting on Greyhound Tuesday.
I'm actually going. Denver.
Okay.
Yep. I never.
Hey,
you
ever heard of a place in Philly called the Library?
Which library?
Yeah, when my company sent me, for sales training, the Tylenol with codeine.
Oh my goodness.
Right. It was about 10 miles from Philly. Well, it's the same name.
Yeah, it's from Detroit, right?
Johnson and Johnson got more than talent.
Wow, that's in Ardmore.
And I would drive the company van, to headquarters. But on this night, I drove the company van to party. And I met this girl, light-skinned.
Oh, my goodness. From Philly?
Listen.
I'm sorry.
Tripped me out. I've met girls from other cities. But I met her at the library. Hey, baby, I hit it one time regular. listen, I want you to fuck my grandmother. I want you to fuck my mother. I want you. What's his name?
Hey, boss.
From the airport.
I'm not going to run out.
Listen, she told me I hit it one time regular on the couch.
Oh, my goodness. The couch is the best.
I look. You know how a virgin bleed? Well, it looked like ketchup.
Wait.
So she says,
you said. Do you want anything like some crackers or something, like some chips?
Some Snickers? I can use a couple of these.
What's that?
Oh, Three Musketeers. You got, Three Musketeers.
And what else? The Snickers? I'll get you two. What's your two favorite?
They got pineapple in the case back there.
Oh, man. Okay.
I can use one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm Julian from Philadelphia.
Okay, Jerry.
So, yeah, I'm like,
hey, listen. Yeah. Why are you moving to Denver? There's more jobs here.
No, I'm just visiting my friend, Cation.
Oh, okay.
I moved here last year.
Oh, okay. Ice Cube.
Yeah. Did you like the movie?
From Compton to South Central.
Straight.
No, I just see it. I don't need to see it. I know it.
You know it because you know history, because you're a smart man. A smart black.
No, I read.
You're a smart black. I do too. People don't read no more.
No, they get.
Same day for Hampton Day?
Down here, when you go to the club, they play that tired Southwest rap. You can't even nod your head to it. I'm still here.
New York and Philly is the best, yo.
Right.
Like, we really care about each other. Like, you could come to Philly, you can go
I'm
come
going
New York.
To Philly. I'm going to the library.
My two sons are there.
Escalade, I'm paying cash. Every other bitch.
Yo, these are
church.
You definitely from New York, yo. Look at your boots.
No, every girl, even in church, tell me I have a whole.
anywhere in the world.
Not none.
Not many. She got her college degree, then she got her law degree back to back.
Yep.
She was the lead attorney for the Port of Houston. Out of all the lawyers, she's number one.
Let me get your stuff real quick. I'll be right back.
And I'm a
yo, that guy's smart outside. He's, yo. Okay, I'll tell him.
I got him.
He's cool.
Yeah.
What you want to tell him?
He cannot sit up here. This is private property.
I know. I understand.
So just be real nice and tell him.
Look, we chilling. That's my guy.
You know him?
No, but he's real smart. Okay. He's like me. Bipolar.
But listen, just tell him that. The hair people
on
this store, they watch the camera. And if he don't move, they're
going to
get mad at me.
Sister, we don't want that. We on the same. Look at our color.
Thank you.
Look at the rest of them. I'm going to take care of y'all. Okay. Hey, boss. Uh-huh. They need you to move because they about to call the cops.
Who?
How do they know I'm here? They're watching the cameras.
Where's the camera?
I don't know, but the sisters, it's two sisters, so she's not lying. I don't want you to get arrested.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm about to go over there. Where at? Yes, please. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll move the cart for you. Just move your stuff. You know why he believed me? Because he said, "Where's the camera?" You know, he started getting pushed by four. So I said, "No. The sister's right there, told me." He's like, "Okay, I'm gonna go right over there."
Okay.
That's where this comes from.
It don't have nothing to do with that. You know, but it don't have nothing to do with the races and stuff, colors and stuff. It's just that they sit up here and watch the owners, and then you know who they fuss at? They call her, and then she fuss at me because that's my job to make sure ain't nobody out here.
Got you. Okay, so, no offense, I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So, it's a different type of racism from there, and it's a different, y'all used to it. They call me a nigga, I'm about to run them, man. The pizza's about to come
baby,
out.
Baby, I've been called niggas, bitches, hoes.
No. There's a thing. In Philadelphia, have you ever been there?
No.
We take care of our women. Like, we pump their gas, we change their oil, or we get our ass kicked, or we sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Or that's a call for divorce. So
that's
I see.
What a man's supposed to do.
open the door. I'm like, I saw two women, it's like 4 in the morning. I walk in, there's a creep ball. So I walk up on the ball, I say, yo, why you running up on my girl? I don't know them. But I'd rather take a bullet than a sister who got a kid.
Yeah, just saying.
I'm about to go down.
It's rare, though.
You live here in Houston or you just visiting?
No, I moved here a week before the storm.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, hold on. I have a podcast.
So you live in this area over here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
All right, so my name, hold on, I'm about to tell y'all. Because, you know, I don't know if you know Philadelphia is like, you ever see New York City?
Yeah.
New York looks big because it's islands.
No, I've been in New York a lot of times.
So imagine New York City being put together, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Philadelphia.
Oh.
So it's small. You have North. So you got people like, who's from North, you know? North Philly. Rappers.
Oh, I don't know.
Meek Mill. You don't know Meek Mill?
I heard of it.
Hold up, wait a minute. That's not a thing?
I'm really good with the names. I know the music. I'm kind of old school, baby.
This is the
Okay.
That's
okay.
Meek Mill. He's from North Philly.
But I heard it.
I used to walk down the street and see him on the corner rapping. I'm like, what's up, bro?
Oh, okay.
Because it's small.
Well, he's from Philly, too.
You don't know who's Will Smith from Philly, right?
Yeah, I love Will Smith. Yeah.
Okay, now we're getting serious, right? Okay. So Will Smith's from what part of Philly?
I don't know.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was from where? West Philadelphia, right? Okay, so Will Smith went to, he lived in Overbrook. That's where I used to live. I'm from West Philly. I was born, my grandma lived on 49th and Larcher, which is down the street from Malcolm X Park. So that's on 52nd and Market. Well, my mom was murdered 5 years ago, and they still don't know who did it. So, she was stabbed and left in the basement. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I have two younger sisters. I'm 36. I'm 36, my youngest, they both in, 33, and my other sister's 27. Yes. Yeah. So, you know Kevin Hart, though, right? Kevin Hart's from Philadelphia, right? Okay, so, like,
you need to be something new for you.
Well, here's the thing, you gotta remember, like, this type of talk was what our ancestors wanted us to do, right? I mean, that was the first language, not this. Who invented this?
The phone.
No, who invented the phones?
Oh, You tell me, you smart, you tell me, you educated me, because I don't know, I'm just Apple.
All right,
Apple
so.
Apple people.
No, he's not
about
to.
Got you, okay, so I'm about to school y'all and then I'm going to go, okay? Because I'm about to go to Onyx.
Oh.
And y'all hold
oh.
me, y'all holding me from.
Well,
so,
go ahead.
I'll
shake your booty club.
Hey, listen. No, I got to talk to my sisters real quick. That's more important. That's they open till 4. It's on Richmond. I'm good.
You, I know where Onyx at. You want to shake your booty club.
But guess what the top strip club in Philly is Club Onyx. It's on the pier. Mm-hmm. Now, so it's a little history about Philly, okay? So, about me. I'm from West Philly, my mom is. My dad's from North Philly, 33rd Erie. Kevin Hart is from North Philly. So my dad's dad died of a drug overdose. He died of heroin.
Kevin Hart?
No, my father.
Oh, your father, okay.
Kevin Hart's dad was a crackhead. So my name, my last name is Hart. Kevin Hart is Hart. We spell the same name. So my dad's family and his dad's family are related.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, Philadelphia is small, and it's not. Hart is a black person's last name.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of the Harts, white people. It's like Hartman or. So,
understood.
Yeah. It's a small city.
Well, welcome to Houston anyway.
And now.
How's Onyx down there now? Because back in the day, it was kind of Is it nice down there?
In Philly?
No, in down here.
I haven't been here.
Oh, you
it's my first
gone.
Time.
Okay. This is your first time.
Yeah, I know the bouncers, so.
Okay. See, back in the days, in the Gap, it was a little rough up in there.
What year was that?
Ooh, Lord.
No, you're not.
Probably about.
Because I already told you my age, so.
I went there probably about 10 years ago.
10 years ago today?
10 years ago, yes.
Okay.
Or so, maybe, yeah. About
so,
10 years
okay,
ago.
So, let's see. I was 26.
Yeah, it wasn't rough. It just was not the class.
Y'all missing the part that I'm 36 and I don't look like it.
No, you
the
don't.
Same.
You really don't. I didn't know you were black. I thought you was a Pakistan or Indian.
I don't get that. Jeez.
No, I did.
No, there is something.
I thought you was Pakistan or Indian.
Yes, because I'm little. That's my daughter right there, Jubilee.
Oh, yeah. She's so
it's
sweet.
Beautiful.
That's why.
I have 6 grandkids.
Yeah, I have 2 sons, 15 and 12.
Oh, okay.
And that's the baby. How old is she?
She'll be 4 in September. She's leaving.
Okay. My oldest is
29
and my youngest is
going to
be 18
this year.
I have 4.
She lying?
She lying?
No.
Okay, I can imagine. Yeah, my oldest is going to be, she'll be 30 in January. I have a 29-year-old.
The crazy part is that we get freckles and it like not changes us, it like enhances. It's like going from 1080p to 4K.
Look at here, I have a 29.
Your daughter got the freckles?
I am the only, this is the one that's going to be 18.
Where's she at?
She's on
I just
17.
Got divorced.
She's only 17.
And I can't have kids no more, so. Tell us
she's up. Only 17. She'll be 18.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, but I have wrong. Let me show you.
I'm her dad at this point.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Let me show you the wrong. That's just.
I'm about to R. Kelly with, like.
She's only 17.
Oh, so South Philly
okay,
is where the Italians stay.
29-year-old daughter.
Where's she at? Yo.
She at home.
Tell her come pick you up.
I have my own car.
Tell her you got your tire went out. Tell your tire blew.
Okay, let me show you.
You got Instagram?
No.
Somebody got Instagram?
Yeah,
we'll
see. Instagram.
Here,
no, that's the oldest. That's
okay. Here,
the next to the oldest.
Here, take,
she has
here.
Too many kids.
Here, take mine. That's
Portia has.
I'm gonna go get all his stuff because he.
Okay, hold on, because I can't see.
No, take it. I'm gonna be right back.
This is your Instagram.
Yep.
Julian Hart, Kevin Hart cousin.
I'm gonna go put this in the office.
Look, I say Julian Hart, Kevin Hart cousin. Let me see.
I'm
you never know. He real smart, real educated, very educated. And he got that man to move too, didn't he? I'm glad he went out there. I wasn't going to go out there and be rude, though.
No.
I was just going to tell him he can't hang out there with his shirt on.
We had one walking back and forth. I just standing here as you're talking, and one was walking back and forth.
Oh, it went off.
This is
Julian
Hart.
Julian Hart. I don't know which one of these
is
him. Well, it's two Julian Harts. Let me see if this is him.
Nope. That's not his picture.
Got another one. No, he got to come over here. Cause it's a bunch of them.
Sometimes they have.
I don't see no Julian Hart. Julian Hart.
Oh no, that's what I wasn't looking at. This is what I was looking at. I was like, there was like another Julian Hart. There was another one popped up when you typed his name in. I need to go do my work.
Here you go. Your phone went blank. You know how I do it after so long.
Top flight security.
Let me see your thing again.
See, that's what I was looking for.
I mean, it's like your skin. I mean, your
J-U-L-I-A-N.
Oh, that's what I thought.
No, you're looking at... It's a
business.
Oh, that's
what
it's my LLC. Isn't
you're looking for the other name. I was typing in Julian Hart. That's why I couldn't find it.
Melanin Dad's LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I just got my DMV number.
That's why I couldn't find you.
So. Here. I got you.
That's why I couldn't find you.
But when I saw that when she typed your name the first time, Julian Hart, it had it, but it didn't click over.
So if you go, you got an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So here is what you do. I'm just showing you.
There you go.
So right here is my Linktree. This will just make your life easier. So if you click on Linktree, it'll pull up. I have shirts too.
You got a clothing and stuff.
Yeah. So this is each particular. I'm on 7. I'm actually showing y'all.
Well, let me go in here and try to follow you first. Am I following you already?
Oh yeah, I already took care of that
for
you.
How do you dish you?
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
This
fine.
Is him right here.
No, just scroll
up. Yeah. I'm new with this Instagram stuff.
You're fine.
I'm
so,
Facebook
like,
person.
these are, like, my thumbs.
This is all of you.
Yeah, no, those are different, like, pictures put into... This was my mom. Well, not... Yeah, this is my mom. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we go.
Mama's so pretty.
Yep.
And she passed away 5 years ago.
Yeah, October 9th, 2016.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Who is this?
That's me.
Oh, when you was a baby. That's me. Okay, I'm tripping. I'm thinking it's your son or something. Okay.
The thing that you work for is going to go to your wife. But you tell somebody that you got a good woman. If you have a good woman on your side, why would your parents, why would your mother tell you?
Here's the thing. And I go out. I have followed girls. I don't even wear my ring. You can't. It's been a minute. Because. So, but I love, that's my soulmate, my wife. We on different
paths right now.
Yeah, we gotta separate.
Nothing is perfect.
No, but we have a daughter, so I can't. I gotta be an example for her. So if I'm out here treating her mom mean and stuff,
what does that make you?
Right, especially if my wife got her own trauma. I gotta. Yeah, I took them vows very serious. Like
you're supposed to.
Yeah, like, and I tell my wife all the time, like, the boyfriend or girlfriend, that's different. But like, if something happened to you, I got somebody to answer to. Cause like we didn't have you like this is our me and, cause she I have a stepson that's my third son he called me dad so it was like
she has another kid
so she has a biological son his dad's doing life in jail because his man snitched on him that's what they do up there they snitch on him
so your wife has two kids your daughter and her son and that's your stepdad
yeah me and his dad's like this that's my guy but I gotta go cause I'm gonna miss the TV.
But I'm calling the Shake Your Booty Club.
Yeah, we call it too. I'm gonna hit you up once I get I touch down.
Be safe.
Thank you. Of course I gotta be safe. I gotta see Miss Jazz later. But see, that's how we talk, and that's the women like that though. I tell dudes down there all the time, bro. You get more from just saying how your day going, or what's your sign. How is it? My I talk with this girl. I'm from Philly, so you already know what we do. So, she lived in a apartment complex. I live on Yorktown, where CVS is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I lived in the apartment complex down here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, back here in the back.
Yeah. Okay. So, she that's my friend. So we start hanging out, just nothing weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I didn't know she stripped. I didn't ask. Like, which is cool. That's your hustle. That's actually a good hustle.
Uh huh.
If I was a woman, I would do it. I mean, at this point, like, I mean, men go on Instagram anyway, so what's the point? So I was saying, she's like, here, come where I work. I come in, it's like, this is a tea bar. She's like, come where I dance. I was like, I already knew what that meant. So I go in, it's a chill, they all in there smoking hookah.
You down with that shit?
Yeah. Oh, no, I went in the back. That was the back was outside.
Oh, okay.
And they let you, you know, they got to take, you could go out and do your thing. So I'm out there just chilling. Because first of all, I don't want to waste some money. Mm-hmm. To be real, you got to, if you're going to be there long, you got to. Because they be like,
you know, like they want some cash.
They like buzzers. They smell.
Where them dollars at, man? Where them dollars
at? And then they get mad when you don't tip them. Like, what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
So
you got to have some money when you go to them places.
So every stripper came up there and was just like, I was on, it's my energy. I can't help it. And yeah. I'm smart. And articulate. They don't like that. It's for some reason, yeah. I've never met. Yo, in Philly, yo, when you like, we call it pillow talk. Well, here's
pillow
the thing.
Pillow talk. We I know about the pillow talk.
Well, it's different levels. So the top tier, when you call, like, when you hear like people say, yo, like when you call that, we rumbling or somebody getting popped. It's just how it is. Like, if you call somebody dickhead, that means you, or like, it depends on how you say it. Everything is a different. Like, everything for us is John. What's this John right there? What's this John right there? And, oh, don't get me mixed up on water. It's water. Because y'all got shaved ice, we got water ice.
Oh, okay.
Which is like, oh, that's like, that's what I'm going to bring it down here. I'm going to come with my car.
You better go for you miss your,
This is actually more fun than, let me stop. I'm joking with you.
You're like, nice to meet you.
What's your name? You did tell me, I'm a little. You know what all the eye drops are? All right, I'm not playing around with y'all. If this was supermarket sweep, we'd have lost. I'll eventually find it, I guess. Thanks, guys. I'm lost again. Take care of my old head. Yo, you said I'm smart, right? He was beating me. Yo, cause you gotta think about when you bipolar, your brain do too much. Shit. I forgot the eye drops. Can I leave her?
Sure.
Yeah, your eyes are very pretty. What color is that, green?
No, they turn different colors.
Like this?
Hazel. Yeah, like hazel.
It depends on the sun or like when you wake up in the morning or
what?
Of course I didn't. That's why I can't see. Like, what color is your hair? I know. See, I'm blind. They had me in here like supermarket sweep. They was like 17, 19.
Eye drops. Eye drops. Where are you at? Get home safe. Well, I forgot where I'm at. Y'all like the Dora Milaje and Black Panther, the women here. I'm see ya.
I used to work for them.
Seriously? You, if they let you in, you want to go with me?
It's really.
I'll pay for you.
Strip club's hard to get in. I don't know if they let me in.
Oh, yeah.
Freak the fuck out.
You, well, I'll meet up with you afterwards.
There is, where's that one?
Here,
next to Prospect Park? What's that place next to Prospect? The one across from McDonald's.
Oh, I don't know. What time's that open till? I went.
They open till like 2 or 3 in the morning. They got good music. It was playing last night.
How long do you, how much does it get in?
It's more like a restaurant, so you just go in there and like.
Oh,
I
see
the parking lot, like right when they're about to shoot it, shut everything
and
down.
And when we, Thor, when we done, I'm gonna give you a little bit more, okay? For yourself.
Love you, bro. Fuck.
Yeah, you're my guy, man. Cause somebody got to take care of us, man.
Man, I'm glad. I got a little bewildered lately. Got out of jail.
I just got locked up. They locked me up cause my friend stole my bag, stole my deposit to move into my apartment, stole 2 dime bags. And then he chased me down my house cause he's my neighbor with his shotgun, and he black. So I don't know what's going on with the world, man. It's crazy out here, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, it's fucking crazy. I like, people got me feeling crazy. Like, you need to get admitted. I'm like, yo, I'm sorry I know how to read the fucking dictionary. Why is that my fault? What's up with y'all, man? I'm sitting here having a conversation with a stranger. You're not even a stranger. The crazy part is we're so smart. We've met each other in many lives before because we wouldn't be okay sitting here chilling. Like, we're both smart, and people don't like that shit, and it's fucking weird, man. I'm tired of feeling like I'm crazy.
I finally joined. A being came, found me in.
Who?
A being. Somebody. A being. She's an enlightened being. She's an enlightened being that's still alive on this planet today and saved my ass. Yeah. But it was like through lessons
here
in prisons.
That's for you, bro.
Man, you're freaking awesome, bro.
Yeah, somebody blessed me today and it was for a reason. That's after my wife divorced me today.
What?
Yep, I've been married for 6 years. I'm 36, man. I don't look it.
It's that time.
Yeah.
I just went to prison at 37. Got all my hard knocks out the way. Now I'm fucking loving living on the street.
I need to record, because it takes me about 10... Why would... You want to see how many... You know what my last name is? Who's a famous comedian from Philadelphia?
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
I've been trying to get the girls from Onyx to come meet me on the parking lot like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning so I can teach them some dance moves, but they all come out there and just start like watching me and like, wow, what the fuck, white boy?
No, we gotta go live, bro. It's going.
Can you go live and play ODB Shimmy Shimmy at the same time?
ODB?
Yeah. Oh my god, this shit.
Wait. Hold on. Before you light it. Hold on. Before you light it, bro. Hold on. Where's
suffering.
What the hell?
What up?
Bugs was crawling on me or something, man. Hold on real quick, because the cops don't be coming up here, right? All right, just to make sure.
My zodiac sign is way too tough.
Hold on. You want to listen to what? You listen to Jay-Z?
ODB, Shimmy Shimmy.
ODB, Wu-Tang. Is that Wu-Tang your favorite group?
ODB is my favorite.
Oh, of course. Shimmy Shimmy, y'all. You like Nas? Huh?
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
It's an old song. It's like...
New York.
It's only natural I explain my plateau and also what defines my name. First it was nasty.
They ain't gonna let
the times have changed.
I only do it for like 10 minutes.
No, no, because there's music in there. It's like copywritten.
Yeah, and then they'll mute it and shit when they try to go put it on Facebook.
Oh! Give them some.
That's right, you motherfucker. Come on, come on, come on.
Wait. Thor, what's your birthday?
October 13th, 1976.
Mine's is October 12th, 1985. What's yours?
September 30th, 1966.
Three amigos!
Hey, we got four Zodiacs.
And our sign is so balanced that it don't weird us out. Oh, like y'all regular people. You're like my dad's age.
We get along well together.
First of all, I ain't fucking with him. Let's go.
This is true. This is true. It's rolling now.
Yo, y'all ever hear the Move Movement? I try to tell people. Y'all ever hear the Move Movement? He looked 25 and shit.
This
nigga do not look 30 fucking 6, bro. Jury 30 and he got a fucking bald spot. Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Jury 30 got a fucking bald spot in his shit, bro.
And you lost weight.
This nigga look like fucking 24, 28.
5 years ago, my mom was killed.
What? That's what I said.
5 years ago, my mom was killed.
I said, damn.
She was murdered.
30, nigga. I'm from the show when I'm 30.
Yeah.
That nigga Martin.
Hell, so I got bipolar. Oh well, I found out. I found out my mom had it. And she was high.
Damn.
So
it made us here.
We don't understand that. What you call it?
Oh, yeah.
Mental disease.
Make a whole year,
mental illness. It's 50% environment. Our surroundings. Niggas getting killed from it, and the other genetics. So just like sickle cell. What's his up?
30 years. 30 years.
I can tell.
Yeah, I still can't.
Have you seen Leo Mayo? First of all, I can tell you, when it comes to Leos, they can only be women. I can only deal with Leo women. If you're a Leo male, it's going to take a minute. It's going to take a minute. You know, we might have to go on a couple of courses together before the children are rich. If you're a real man.
That's why I say I kept my hat on.
They're egotistical. The egotistical males get jealous.
I did not take this show.
You got the same, I can feel the energy. Though. You got the same as a real male, but you got the, as a lioness. You look like a lioness. Yeah, you're like, what's the one from Lion King? The one with the Simba. My little cousin named
Alex. I see what's wrong already. I started off baby dreads. I be telling niggas I started off with little baby dreads.
I used to come, see me in a plantation with a hat to match his shoes.
Little.
Oh, I mean, you had the spot. That's the starter pack.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The starter pack.
I got the grill. I started taking my hat off. Like, bitch, fuck it. The whole little bitch, I got the grill, man.
That's why I wish I was in the South, man. They don't do grills up there.
You was on some New Orleans. You look like a shot of ass, nigga. Yeah. God damn. Damn, man, Max. Shit, don't do him like that.
Yo, bro, with your hair like that, you like Red Man. Yeah, with his hair like that.
He kind of do look like Red Man.
Relaxing that bitch.
He kind of do.
Hell, you had come through that bitch like Snoop, nigga. Drop that shit.
You need to
buy your tips
red.
I do that. I might
do
the room.
You got somebody to do that, bro?
Real purple.
I said, what?
Oh, you look like hot cheese.
Great now.
Big stiff protection.
They know that shit. They already know.
Big
what
bounty is. Hunter shit in there. Man. We off tonight. Ain't no, we
you got lighter? Anybody got lighter? Okay. All right. I have a lighter. Lighter. You have a pen? Yeah. I just want to do crossword puzzles. Okay. Thank you.
I'm not ready.
How you doing, sir? Cover fee? Use your lighter. Excuse me, fam. You got a lighter, sir? I like that chain, bro. I'm gonna buy my first one, so I've been.
You don't have no cigs?
Huh?
You don't have no cigarettes?
Nah, I just smoke weed, brother.
Oh, yeah, you good, you good.
How you feeling, brother?
I'm good.
I'm Jay Hart from Philly.
Jay Hart, I'm Lil David, South Bank, McCann.
Where? Yo, I'm from Philadelphia, bro. It's every brother. Oh, man, I should have been moved here, man. Niggas in Philly lazy as fuck, bro.
Oh, yeah. Not out here. Yeah,
no, man. And the crazy part is I get mad because I be trying to talk to girls and they be like,
all them hoes like that. Them hoes
not in Philly, bro. They want to be loved. You could,
They want you to pump their gas, bro.
I hear these hoes feel like they worth it and they not. I'm a mama. I swear, man, I don't give a fuck about these hoes out here.
I see.
I treat them all like how they treat. I call them.
Hey, little Dave, what's your Instagram real quick?
You want to go to Liquid?
King.
Because I got the popping podcast, bro.
David the mechanic.
All right, get home safe, brother. David the.
The, I think you put the.
T-H-E. David the.
The. No.
Oh, duh. My bad, brother. Where you from here, sir?
No. It's.
Damn, dog. You good with your alcohol, bro. Because I couldn't do it.
Mechanic.
I got it, bro. Go ahead and take care of the.
No, I don't
give a
fuck about this.
Cause I can't spell right now.
I gotta make sure I remember. I'm about to go get my phone.
Hold on, no. I got.
What's that on Facebook?
Instagram.
Yeah, they gotta be on Instagram.
Hey, look at my. I'm gonna just show you real quick, brother. I got my podcast popped off.